to either keep in a bottle for any length of time. So this is a picture of a reaction coordinate diagram, where the reaction coordinate is the x-axis and the energy is the y-axis. We start then from reactants. We proceed up potential energy. We hit a barrier. The top of it then is the activation energy for the first step. We then drop down and we hit the energy of our intermediate. So our first step then goes from reactants up to the intermediate. From the intermediate, we then head uphill again. This is our activation energy for the second part of the reaction, our second step, and that second step completes down here. So the overall energy of reactant is the difference between the reactants and the products. The key barrier for the reaction is the largest activation energy. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's the first step or the second step. So our first step, then the barrier is between the reactants and the top of that first hill. The second barrier is between the intermediate and the top of the second hill. It's the largest one of those barriers determines the speed of that chemical reaction. What's happening in these steps is, in the first case, we're forming bonds. In the last case, bonds are being broken, and in the last case, our bonds are being formed as we form the product. The transition states are the species sitting at the top of the hill, which can roll either way, either back to reactants or onto our intermediate. If the carbocation intermediate here is unstable, this thing then is highly unstable. Okay, this one you can potentially get an NMR test tube for long enough to spot it, but the transition states you'll not spot via nuclear magnetic resonance. They're not there for long enough. The potential energy diagram then has got maxima and minima. The transition states are the maxima, the intermediates are the minima. And the rate of chemical reaction, what's the units for rate? Excellent, moles per litre per second, okay? So that's the rate of chemical reaction. So the key thing that determines the moles per litre per second of product that we get is actually the bottleneck step, the one with the largest barrier. Okay, so that's why in this particular reaction it's the first step.